Hey, everybody, this is Ross the Boss coming to you from Queens, New York, and you're listening to The Blog of Rock.
Hallo, willkommen bei The Block of Rock, deinem Hardrock und Heavy Metal Podcast Musikmagazin. Ich bin Uwe Lerch und ich nehme dich Backstage mit zu den Rockstars. Natürlich quatschen wir über die Musik, die uns alle verbindet, über neue Platten, über Livepläne und was früher so war. Aber wir sprechen auch über die Menschen dahinter. Was hat sie inspiriert und motiviert und welche Rockstar-Tipps haben sie für dich da draußen? In den Shownotes, das ist die Beschreibung zu dieser Episode, über die du das hier gerade hörst, findest du einen zentralen Link für alle weiteren Informationen, der dich aber auch in meine offizielle Facebook-Gruppe führt. Ich würde mich freuen, wenn wir uns hier kennenlernen. Bist du nun am Start? Na dann komm doch mit! Heute entführe ich euch über den großen Teich nach New York City, wo am Ende der Zoom-Leitung Ross Friedman, besser bekannt als Ross the Boss, auf uns wartet. Ein Mann, der fast 50 Jahre Musikgeschichten in den Knochen und seine Spuren sowohl im Heavy Metal als auch im frühen US-Punk hinterlassen hat. Die meisten bringen ihn natürlich mit Manowar in Verbindung, wo der Gitarrist zwischen 1982 und 88 maßgeblich an den Songs der ersten 6 Alben beteiligt war. Ich überlasse euch mal die eigene Meinung, wie ihr das Material bewertet, welches danach veröffentlicht wurde. Aber schon in den 70ern richtete er als Teil der New Yorker Dictators in einem Atemzug mit den Ramones und den Stooges allerlei frühen Punk im Big Apple an und nahm dort Clubs wie das CBGBs regelmäßig auseinander. Seit 2006 veröffentlicht Ross mit seiner Ross the Boss Band wieder messerscharfen Epic Metal, der immer wieder an seine Glanzzeiten aus den 80ern erinnert. Dennoch packt er gerne eine zusätzliche Schippe Power mit drauf, wie er uns bei dem mitten im Corona-Lockdown veröffentlichten Album Born of Fire unter Beweis stellte. Bei unserem Gespräch gingen wir dann auch mal alle Projekte Stück für Stück durch, bis er mir am Schluss noch ein Geheimnis verriet, was er als nächstes vorhat. Also bleibt mal wach.
Hello my friend, how are you? How's life in New York?
Well, it's kind of getting back to normal, you know, still a shit show, but it's.
Where are you based? Where are you originally based?
I'm in Queens, New York.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I have a business. I have a batting cage. I have a sports batting cage in Middle Village, and we were closed for 3.5 months. So that really put us behind the eight ball, like so far, you know, and we lost 3.5 months of prime training and money, you know, we opened up a week ago last Monday, and it's the summertime and it's the slow season. So it's pretty, pretty miserable.
Oh shit. So, but you got lots of time to work on your songs.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. You just released, you know, before Corona, you just released an excellent new Ross the Boss album. Yes. So this was a great album, which really showed a development of this kind of band as you are now working on, because it's less Manowar, it's more RTB.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't because we wanted to get away from Manowar, which, you know, I don't know, I got away in 1988. So it was just a succession of songs, the maturity of the band, you know, the fact that we were on the road working very hard, you know, even up till February 24th, we finished our US tour here. We had done 26 shows and we were coming to Europe in April for a whole month of touring, and then all hell broke loose.
But the whole album shows really a big development of a four piece, which is doing a great job.
No, it's a really great record, and the one thing that I'm going to do if the tour goes off in November, and I don't know about that, you know, we have a tour bus, and I'm thinking, what if one person gets sick on my tour bus? What am I going to do? Tour's over, right?
You're right, and you're touring with two other great artists. You're doing with Trauma and with the girls from Burning Witches.
Burning Witches, yeah. And I mean, we all want a tour, you know, and it's like, I don't know. No one knows. The thing is, no one knows anything. that really is, it's what's really going to happen. It's a tremendous tour. They have a new record. We have a new record. Trauma's working on a new record. If that happens, I'm going to, if we really do it, I'm going to re-engage my publicist and my radio guy and treat it as a new album, because it is a new record.
That's right.
You know, it's ready to go, and more people that are finding out about the record, and especially in heavy metal, are like saying, wow, this is just what we need in music, you know, because a lot of bands put out the same stuff.
That's right. And especially when I see the development to the last album, where you included, of course, some Manowar favorite tracks in your style. But this one is all originals, and it's a great album.
Plus, the production is amazing. Steve Lieberman did a great job. I mean, I think he's right up there with Andy Sneap. I think Steve is his top man producer, you know. So the whole thing, I mean, we rushed our asses to get that album out for March. And like, I'm telling the guys, going, remember the rushing? Remember the everybody going crazy? Everybody doing the off-site productions, and I was doing my overdubs at the Cage and with my business, you know. But I have a studio there anyway. But you know, we were just so busy. I mean, it was like, and then all of a sudden, we did what we had to do. But the record is great, and it's stands up for itself. I mean, let's face facts.
But you're not only involved in RTB, but you have lots of other artists we can talk about. And when we chatted before, Vanilli, it was really, really fun just to tell my listeners that we've met a while ago at Bang Your Head Festival, and we had a nice chat when you played there with Ross the Boss at Bang Your Head some many years ago. And we have a picture.
Time.
We had a picture, and a week ago when there was a Bang Your Head Festival, I posted my favorite pictures from that time, and you saw that and you liked it, this great picture. And so we came in conversation, and it's really funny that we're now having a chat together about all the other projects. So one other thing you told me about is, of course, the new Death Dealer is in progress.
Yes.
Which started off as a kind of super group of power metal.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, this lineup for this, the third record, which is done. The third record is complete. It's coming out in October. And it's me, Stu Marshall, on guitars. Now we have Mike LaPond on bass, and Steve Bolognese, like 3/5 of my band, is Death Dealer, and Sean Peck, of course, the amazing Sean Peck on vocals, and
we've got
Cage, right, and you know, and the other bands he's done, and the two guitar players from Merciful Fate he works with, and so that's all done. The Death Dealer's coming out. As a matter of fact, Stu and Sean have been songwriting. We have the fourth record all done and the fifth record.
Really?
They've been just writing songs constantly. And it's amazing to see, you know, I haven't even chimed in yet, but they're doing great. And Death Dealer is all set for an October release.
And my friend Mike is pretty busy. He's involved in so many bands.
Yeah, we get Mike in on everything. Because he's the best bass player in the world. And seriously.
I love him. He's so great. Great guy. And I'm really happy that he's found back his way to business also with all the other projects and with his own project with the Silent Assassin, which is also a great project.
Count on anything that he puts out is just top shelf stuff. And he's a hardworking guy and recently married, and they're happy. And she's a great gal, Yadira. And I'm so happy for Mike and Yadira. And Logan, their dog, and you know, it's great. I mean, I love working with him. He's just go in the studio and do something for me. Okay, dude. An hour later, it's done. I mean, he's just like, you know, one take, everything. You know, he's just an amazing musician. He's so ahead of the curve on everything. It's not even funny. Mike and I played on the Burning Witches record. We did battle hymns for them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That we're there on that. So, you know, it's kind of like a family.
What can you tell me about the new Death Dealer album? Is it a style of a different kind of style, or are you still doing this kind of power metal thing, which you did previous ones?
You know, it's mostly Stu songs, this record, because I was so busy with RTB. And you can hear me, of course, in it, because we know the template of how to make the records after the first one and two Death Dealer. I would say that's just there's just one tremendous ballad on it about veterans coming home and the most depressing song you've ever heard in your life. We've achieved it, and you'll hear that one. I forgot the title. I should know all this, but I have so much music floating around in my head. I just the little things I don't know. I haven't remembered. I guess because I get older, you know, you just have to. But it's pretty much a death dealer record, and all of them will be. They're just crushing. It's great. Great music.
Then you told me in our conversation before that there will be a new Dictators album.
Yep. So
this is a great story.
Yeah. So, you know, we were doing the Dictators NYC, and we were coming over to Europe, and we were being very successful at it, and the band kind of imploded, and we had some, you know, internal strife. And the only way that the Dictators were ever going to resurface again was that we do the original Dictators, because Andy refused to work with Manitoba. And Andy's Andy. He's this main songwriter. It's me and Andy started the Dictators. So I go, why don't we do the original Dictators? Me, you, Scott, on guitars, and we get a drummer. Okay, so... you know, Andy wanted a new drummer, so we asked our buddy Albert Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult to see if he wanted to help, you know, to help us out and become a Dictator, an honorary Dictator. And Albert said, I always wanted to be in your band, you know. I said, even from the beginning, I said, you guys, you know, because I remember they were recording the second Blue Oyster Cult, Tyranny Mutation, at the church, CBS Church. And we were doing our first one at CBS, and Albert was there, and he was like, he'd always stick his nose in. And but Albert's been a great, great friend of mine. I was in a band called the Brain Surgeons with him, and it's an amazing metal record. And we're gonna bring it out one day, and we're gonna get a new female singer on it, because his wife at the time, Deborah Frost, was singing, and she wasn't so great, but you know, even the great Eddie Trunk said if you would have had a greatest singer on that record, you would have had a hit record. I go, nice to know that.
That's cool. That's
it's nice to know that. But you know what? No one, the album hasn't been put out on any kind of a label. So it's called Denial of Death, and Brain Surgeon's Denial of Death. And it's an amazing, I mean, I wrote 7 songs on that record, you know, and it's fantastic. I mean, you'll hear it. It's just an amazing, I mean, there are some tracks up on YouTube. You can hear it. But with a great singer, great female, I think it's going to be. But anyway, so we asked Albert if he wanted to play drums with us. And he goes, yeah. I goes, you know, he's got plenty of time. He's retired. He was a teacher. And he had done Blue Coop. And Dennis Dunaway's working with Alice Cooper now, so in the old band. And so Albert's got plenty of time, and he's really happy, and he's Blue Oyster Cult. He's getting tons of money from BOC. BOC just got like $2 million from Spotify, and which is pretty. Albert got a check. Albert tells me about the checks he gets. I go, Albert, shut the fuck up. I go, don't tell me that. I mean, I get some good checks, but Albert, I said, come on. That's stupid money, and I'm glad for them. And so we're going to have the Dictators, the original Dictators, the three of us, before Manitoba became like the front guy, the secret weapon, you know, that kind of a thing, you know, and it's going to be great.
Is it still this kind of raw punk style from the beginning?
Yeah, it's the Dictators, you know, it's not.
Straight it's not in your like, face.
Yeah, it's straight in your face rock songs. And, you know, I never thought that the band was punk, to you know.
At that time, not definitely not. But, you know, it's later on it was considered, because you were one of the pioneers of this kind of music in the early 70s when you started off with, you know, there were only a few bands doing this kind of music, but you were one of the only first ones having a record out.
Yeah, we were the first band to have a record out a year before the Ramones. So we were like kind of, it was like proto-punk kind of punk metal kind of stuff like that. But, you know, to the fans, we were always too punk for the metal people and too metal for the punk people, which is perfect. Yeah. I mean, that means we were perfectly on the right track. And so as the band, as time goes by, the band has more fans. It's incredible. And I'm always stopped at my shows, and people bring, I mean, a lot of people. I mean, and when I told them the news, like I could see grown men sobbing. They're hugging me. Thank you. I mean, it's like, I can't, this is the best news. You made my life, my day. You know, it's like, but there's a lot of support out there, and it's going to be fun. And everything, we came to the conclusion that at this point in our lives, everything is about fun. Having fun. The Dictators, it's going to be 100% fun, good times. I mean, whatever happened, you know, it's been a shit year. You know, everyone wants to, you know, break out. And when, you know, when finally people go back to shows and they have the vaccines and things are working and people can feel safe going back to shows and stuff like that and being on top of each other, you know, and sharing beer and, you know, hugs and, you know, metal people and rock people are the best people in the world. Yeah, the friendliest people in the world. They'll give you anything they got, you know, and they'll do anything for you. So I think when everything gets back to normal and the Dictators start playing and RTB starts playing and Death Dealer starts playing, it's going to be a lot of playing.
That's right. When you go back now from the early Dictators day, when you know, like you said, some kind of godfather of proto-punk, to later on becoming a king of metal in the 80s, and then nowadays you're busy with so many other projects. It's an incredible career for almost 50 years.
Yeah, and I'm contemplating a blues album. I've been threatening it, and you know, if I keep threatening it, I gotta do it eventually. I think the blues record is going to be, because I started as a blues guitar player. I mean, you could hear it in my playing. That's, you know, I'm not a shredder. No way. And thank God. And I'm like a straight ahead, you know, blues guitar player, you know, young Jewish kid from the Bronx. That's how I start, you know. So.
So will it be also as a solo record, the blues album? Will it be some kind of solo project of Ross Friedman? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Of course, it's going to be called Ross the Boss Blues Band or something like that. You know, I've always had this in mind to do it, and I've just been so busy with the other stuff. And I have a lot of people interested in that and to help me. So I think I'm looking on song titles, on I would do blues classics, blues standards, you know, my take on it, you know.
Of course.
Like Dust My Broom and, you know, Crossroads and, you know, Muddy Waters, I'm a Man. And, you know, there's one B.B. King song I have to do. I've paid the cost to be the boss, you know. And
Manowar is turning 40 next year. And they are going on a kind of tour, I've heard. Everybody thought it was already a farewell tour. Now they're going on another tour to play the old tracks. So how do you feel playing the old Manowar tracks when you're doing it by yourself?
Well, when we do it with obviously with respect, with you know, with honor and respect and passion. We play, you know, anything we play, we're like that. You know, we do. I think we do it really good. Oh, and as a matter of fact, the end of this week, we're doing the Wacken 30 minutes. I think we're on Friday night around 10:30. The Ross the Boss Band.
How do you play? You're performing in the studio, or where do you go? Where do you play?
We went. We went up last week to Syracuse, New York, and. We went up to Syracuse, New York, and we did live in the studio, and then we cut some video pieces for it. But it's 100% live, so you're gonna hear how we really sound. It sounds I can put it out as an album.
So it's pretty busy year for you next year, And hopefully we're going to meet up before when you come over in November, December on the tour with the girls and with Trauma. I wish you all the best, of course, for the, you know, for the business. That's right. And thank you very much for taking your time. If there is anything else you want to share with me, anything else I have forgotten, just let me know.
I think we covered everything. I mean, just get to tell the folks that the way that they could support us and all the other artists is by buying stuff. I mean, and I've never been thought of myself as a salesman for things, but it's important that you can't come to see us at shows now. I know that. And it's breaking our hearts. It really is. Because we're live. I mean, this is what we do for our lives. And we can't do it, you know? And it makes us very unhappy, very frustrated. But the way that folks can help any band, not just my band, I think that you can help by getting the merchandise, buying the records, physical copies of the records, you know, so that their record companies take notice of this. And because everybody's in the same boat right now, you know. So the fans could really help us, you know. And believe me, when you see us, we'll make it up to you.
Perfect. So thank you very much. All the best to you. And see you soon.
You got it, my brother. Take care.
Wenn dir diese Episode gefallen hat, folge mir doch gerne beim Podcast-Dealer deines Vertrauens, damit du auch die nächste Folge nicht verpasst. Du bekommst die ganze Staffel als kostenloses Abo unter anderem bei Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Deezer, Soundcloud, YouTube, dem Podcast-Portal von Google oder natürlich über meine Homepage theblogofrock.com. Höre dir dort auch die bereits veröffentlichten Stories an, denn jede Woche gibt es hier neues Futter. Und vor allem, erzähle es deinen Freunden und teile die frohe Kunde auf Social Media. Alles klar? Dann hören wir uns ja wieder beim nächsten Mal. Bis dahin, keep on rocking!